Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Darcy Bomford. He is the CEO of Trueleaf Brands Inc. Stock symbol on the CSE is MJ, and over the counter TRLFF. Darcy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jack. Great to be here again.
Darcy, can you kind of start off by telling our audience what exactly Trueleaf does?
You bet. Well, Trueleaf is a marketer and branded marketer of pet products, and our main focus is hemp-based supplements for pets. We're a pure pet play. We're pet people first. Our team has over 250-plus years of collective pet industry experience, and we've already built a global brand, and we're in 3,500 stores in Canada, U.S., and Europe. And we started out with a legal hemp seed products. We took a slightly different route to market with hemp seeds. We're legal in all 50 states. And then now we're actually launching a CBD product later this year, thanks to the Farm Bill that passed earlier this year.
Now, Darcy, your background, it seems like you have a pretty successful background in the pet products industry. So can you kind of tell our audience about that?
Yeah, for sure. I started a company called Darford and ran it for over 25 years. Took it public in Canada. We launched pet food, and we had three manufacturing plants. So we marketed our own products. We did a lot of private label business as well, very focused on the high-end natural treats. And I exited that company in 2012 and had a one-year non-compete, and that's when I started Trueleaf in Canada.
Now, Darford was more of a traditional pet food company, not hemp-based.
That's correct, yeah. At the time, back then, hemp and cannabis was, cannabis was specifically illegal, and the current cannabis regulatory regime was a long ways away. Things have really happened fast over the last few years. So back then, hemp wasn't approved for pet food and treats, and actually still isn't to this day. And it was much more difficult to market and sell hemp-related products for pets.
Interesting. Now, what, by way of background, like when you started the company, like what, where did the sales go from when you started to when you exited? What were the revenues at?
Yeah, we started fairly small, right? Originally, we were a cannabis company in the cannabis space, making products for people.
I was asking about the pet food. Your original business, the Darford.
Oh, the original business. Yeah, I think we did a maximum of around $8 million in sales. So it was still relatively small. It was a small company in Western Canada, but we did have three plants. All of them were organic certified. And we had some of our products that were co-packed for us. But when I exited, we were somewhere around $8 million in sales.
Okay. And so what got you interested? What do you see as the opportunity in sort of the hemp and the CBD for pets? Like what, coming from the traditional, pet food background?
Yeah, well, back when I had Darford, I always recognized hemp as a very unique, novel ingredient, right? It's grain-free, gluten-free, high in protein and fiber, and also very rich in omega-3, omega-6, and some other ingredients. So just purely from a supplement point of view, there's a lot of value there. And then, it's really only been a few years that we've known about CBD and some of the other active ingredients in hemp leaf, right? So then when that started to evolve, I recognized that there could be some massive opportunity for some of the extracts from hemp leaf that could replace some of the harsher pharmaceutical drugs that are available now.
And now you mentioned you're in 3,500 stores, right?
Yeah. We're about 1,800 a year and a half ago. We're in 3,500 now, about 1,000 in Canada, about 2,000 in the U.S., and slightly under 1,000 in Europe.
Okay, so you're kind of a global company at this point.
We are, yeah. We have our own formulas that we've developed in-house with the help of veterinarians and our own industry experience. And then we use co-packers, so we have specific partners that make the product for us, so we're not hampered with our own facilities and overhead. we can leverage the business for growth by using other manufacturing facilities. So we have one in the central U.S. and also one in Germany that supplies Europe.
Okay, and so can you give us an overview, you know, of the current product line, and you know, what are some of your, you know, top selling products?
Yeah, for sure. They're all supplement based now, hemp seed based, and a new hemp leaf line coming out. But they serve three different issues or indications for pets, primarily dogs right now. Although we do have a cat line in Europe. But for dogs, we have a calming product for over-anxious dogs, a hip and joint product for older dogs that are having problems with their, you know, hips, joints, etc. And then we have omega-3 support. You know, we all know that everybody should be having or eating omega-3 every day, so we have a concentrated omega-3 source for pets. And calming is actually by far and away our best-selling product line. So that obviously there's a lot of anxious dogs out there probably from a lot of the anxious owners that are passing it on to them.
Right. I think it seems to be a problem with dogs that live in the cities, city-dwelling dogs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, dogs that are left every day, and that creates stress, right? There's all sorts of crazy feeding apparatus now for dogs that are left at home. But I think they're anxious because we're anxious too, right? Everybody, you know, is online and constantly looking at their phones, and people are probably not as calm as they were 10 years ago, and that kind of anxious feeling automatically passes on to people's pets. So that could be part of the reason why calming is such a huge market, because it really is an incredible seller, much more than our other product line.
Interesting. And so these are supplements primarily that you're selling?
Yes, we market them as supplements. We have like a soft chew that's basically you would give it like a treat, but it's actually a soft chew supplement. And then we have an oil product for pickier dogs that comes in a glass bottle, keep it fresh, and you pump it on your dog's food every day, right? And then for cats in Europe, we have a small treat that has a crunchy outside and then a soft inner, right? So
it's like a mouse.
Really, yeah, exactly. Because they kind of relate to the structure of that treat. It's very popular.
Okay. So you're in all these markets. Now, what kind of revenues are you generating now? Like what kind of run rate are you at the moment?
Well, we did just over $2 million in sales last year. So, you know, we're not a huge company yet, but we've built a great foundation for growth. We've added some significant new team members. One fellow from Mars Pet, actually, he's responsible for the success of Temptations Cat Treat, which is a huge brand globally. So he comes from Mars and has like over 15 years experience there. Then we also just hired a supply chain expert from Petco. So we're building out the supply chain, really focused on sales and marketing. And also we did some consumer research last year too. So we're really building a foundation to grow the sales as we move forward, right? So we should be able to leverage the sales from 2 to 5 to 10 to 20 million easily without having to build our own plants, just focusing on execution and sales.
And when did you launch? When did you launch the pet lines?
We originally launched late 2015 in Canada, just a soft launch, and then we launched a major line in the U.S. in mid 2016 in the U.S. and Europe. And then last year we engaged branding firm out of Vancouver, BC to help rebrand our product line. We did some consumer research at the same time. So the rebranding that we incorporated was based on that consumer research, right? And that took us a year. We launched it last March at the Global Pet Expo in Florida. And we're just now shipping that product to consumers and pet stores. So, you know, we're really just getting ramped up for growth. We've got a great foundation, and we feel we can really scale this over the next few years.
So it seems like you're really, I mean, even at $2 million revenues, it seems like you're really getting some pretty decent traction right now.
Yeah, it's getting there. You know, we're in quite a few stores. We're just filling the pipeline, but we're adding more products and getting more momentum as we go forward, right? So we should see some healthy growth as a result.
Now, the branding company you mentioned, is that Dossier?
Yeah, Dossier out of Vancouver. They're a fantastic firm. They're actually responsible for creating the Mike's Hard Lemonade brand, which is a multi-billion-dollar brand to this day. They've done some work for Vega Nutrition, a little potato company, and some other consumer goods companies. So, ultimately, our company, we just changed our name to Trulieve Brands because that's what we are. We're a consumer products goods company. We're good at marketing, manufacturing, branding, and we're focused long term on building sales and EBITDA, right? So we're not just promoting ourselves as another cannabis company. We're a pet care company, building brand, building sales, and ultimately we want to see those multiples associated with a successful high-end CPG brand.
So what's the size of this market opportunity, for let's say, pet owners who would try, hemp or CBD type products? What, based on kind of your experience, long experience in the industry, how big of an opportunity do you think this is globally?
Globally, it's huge. The pet industry itself is $200 billion globally projected, but in the next 3 or 4 years, I think it's by 2023, I believe. So it's a massive market. A lot of people don't realize how big it is. I think the supplement industry itself is close to 2.5 billion. What we're actually focused on, I believe, is close to $1 billion in the U.S. And there's a report that came out recently that almost 48% of supplements are sold in vet clinics, right? So we're very focused on supporting the vet industry and veterinarians themselves. And we have a number of veterinarians on our staff and a veterinary advisory board, right? So we're focused on creating products that have the correct dosage, are safe, and can really communicate to consumers, give them exactly what they need.
And what's the competitive landscape like right now? It seems like there's some other players in the space or entering the pet hemp or CBD supplement
Yes.
space. How do you differentiate the
Yeah,
product?
there's a lot of companies there's a lot of companies online that have been selling sort of in the gray area for years, right? We've focused on being completely legal in the market, and we've been able to go and secure some of the larger accounts because of that, right? Because we have hemp seed and it's a legal ingredient. Some of the other competitive set, there's a lot of newer companies coming to the market. A lot of them are cannabis companies that are looking for a new angle now to try and get some more traction on their operations. But we really feel that we are different, because we are pet people, pure and true. We have a great foundation there that we can grow the company without having to build our own plants. And we've taken a fully legal approach, right? So we have an endorsement of NASC, which is a third party a supplement marketing firm in the U.S. that works directly with the FDA. So everything we do, we vet with them. And we do feel that, some of the larger chains like Petco, PetSmart, Pet Valu, et cetera, they're going to be looking for the companies that are doing things right? And we've done that since day one.
And I'm assuming you have kind of long-standing relationships, in the industry with those buyers at
Yeah.
some of the,
We do, yeah. I've
stores.
been in this my whole life. The pet industry is my passion. I started my first company when I was 18, and I've learned a lot. Gone through the old school of hard knocks. We learned things the hard way. Built up a company. Built our own plant, our own equipment. We know cost of goods. We know what margins are supposed to be. How much you have to spend to promote a product, which is huge. You have to have a lot of margin to begin with. So that's really going to help us be the winners in this space, right? So we've got a lot of background, and ultimately it's the strength of our team and our experience that will make us a success.
So speaking of margins, what kind of margins do you have with your existing products right now?
Now we're around 45 to 47, but we're targeting, we like to aim for 60, and I think we're going to settle out somewhere around 50 this year, but aim a little higher.
That's
And
pretty
that
good.
gives you enough margin. Yeah, but you need it, right? You have to take a big chunk of that 50% margin or 60% margin and put it to marketing, sometimes 15 to 20%. Then you have to cover your SG&A out of that, right? So it's super important that you price properly for all channels and also have enough margin to begin with.
So, Darcy, so you mentioned what you're generating now in terms of revenues. At what point do you expect the company to turn profitable?
Our break even at current levels is somewhere around 8 million in sales, right? So we've got a little ways to go. Our cash burn is fairly high right now because we're really out in the road trying to raise money and spread the word, which is not cheap, right? But we definitely have the team here to focus on execution and generating revenue. We recognize that that's key, and investors are going to be looking for that traction, right? They don't want to just see a bunch of fluff in the market or stock promotion. They want to see a real company, real products, and a real team behind it.
What about the your future products? What kind of pipeline do you have right now?
Well, we have a huge pipeline. That's not a problem with us. We're really good at innovation, but if you take each indication, you can see calming, hip and joint support, and omega-3 support, right? So if you kind of you could build a whole pipeline of products underneath each one of those indications, right? So you could have calming products, different types of chews or treats, and same with hip and joint, different form and function. Omega-3, the same thing, right? And we also added another plant-based active ingredient recently. It's oil of oregano, right? So we're the first company in the world to actually take oil of oregano as an active ingredient and incorporate it into a pet product line. And we've had an amazing reaction to that, right? So we have some medicinal products, some natural dental products, some treats, and sort of like a bed and body spray that also helps with the mosquitoes and stuff like that, right? So yeah, there's an enormous opportunity there to build, literally hundreds of products underneath our pipeline strategy.
Darcy, what's your vision for Trulieve over the next 2, 3 years? Like, what, assuming everything goes right, what will the business look like, and what kind of revenues do you expect to be generating?
Ultimately, we'd love to be in 10,000 doors and somewhere around 100 million, right? And that's really sort of the magic number when you start getting other companies looking at acquiring you. Below that, it's a little tougher. Sure, there's going to be people interested, but 100 million in sales with good EBITDA, that's definitely our target over the next 5 years as a bare minimum.
So 100 million in revenue top line over the next 5 years.
Top line revenue, right? And then we'd like to target somewhere between 15 and 25% EBITDA. That's our target, of course, right? But we're doing our best to keep our SG&A low. We're going to have some fairly significant promotional spend over the next couple of years, but once you get more traction and momentum, you can kind of dial down that promotional spend and realize more EBITDA as you move forward.
Do you think some of the other the major brands, I think, what is it, like the Ralston, Purina, or others, are they looking at the space in terms of possibly acquiring or partnering with some companies in the space, like as we've seen other CPG companies,
Yeah.
like in was it Molson? Do you see that happening here?
Yeah, we've talked to most of them, and definitely they're all keenly looking at the space. A lot of them are fairly conservative, right? So they don't want to take the chance with cannabis. They're waiting for small, innovative companies such as ourselves to build a brand in that space and to do it properly with the proper cost structure and EBITDA, right? So definitely there's a ton of companies looking, but there's only going to be a few winners, and we really feel we have the best chance out of all of them.
What are the key milestones that you have over the next 12 months that investors could look forward to?
Key milestones. Well, we're shipping and launching our rebranded line as we speak. We're also launching our oil of oregano formulations, and then definitely key is the launching of our CBD product this August. There's a big show coming up in Las Vegas called Super Zoo, so we'll be launching our CBD product line then, which is like an extra strength version of our current product line. Very innovative. Then we'll be over the next year, we'll be launching some higher strength, sort of medical focused holistic vet products, and then also adding more SKUs to our specialty pet line, right? And that'll create more sales. And then ultimately we have other channels too, right? So the mass market, the direct-to-consumer market, I think there's a good opportunity at Food Mass Drug because they are looking for innovative products now too, right? So we see a great opportunity there.
My last question, Darcy, is in your opinion, you know, what are the top three reasons why investors should consider Trulieve stock today?
Well, first of all, we're currently trading at a 75% discount to our last financing. So that gives you a kind of an idea of you know, where the market's gone over the last few months. It's been tough, right? We had the cannabis halo effect for a year and a half or so. Now, not so much. But I think once people really look deep into our company and they see the team and the foundation that we've built there, they'll realize that we have a great opportunity for growth and some great valuation. The pet space, the multiples in the pet space are huge right now. There's, you know, up to 6x sales with the recent acquisition, 25x EBITDA. So if you even take cannabis right out of the equation, then you look at us as a pure CPG pet care company. There's some great opportunity there, right? So we really feel we're the ones to watch in the basically the cannabis for pet space.
Excellent. Well, on that note, Darcy, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from Trulieve in the months ahead.
Yeah, you bet, Jack. Well, thanks for the opportunity.